Well, folks, it's June 21st and officially the start of summer. This means the Aurelia Opera House Summer Theater Series is coming in hot, starting July 5th. We recently had the opportunity to speak to artistic director Jesse Collins. Aurelia Matters. What can audiences expect from this summer's theater series? Jesse Collins. More of what we've been offering for the past 7 years. Top-notch professional actors in wonderful comedies, where folks see a little of themselves reflected on stage. They say that laughing is like a mini-holiday. We're helping you take one of those little vacations to get away from it all. What makes summer theater different for the actors and director? JC. The ability to work in a studio theater environment with actors, directors and designers from all over. All in a beautiful place where the work is good and the time between shows is spent enjoying all that Aurelia has to offer. We're very proud of the quality of the work, but the hospitality of our town is one of the biggest draws. Why do a summer theater series, and why do it here in Aurelia? JC. Aurelia has a long history of professional theater, and the best is yet to come. Our growth has meant that we're attracting more audiences and many exciting theater professionals, as well as commissioning scripts by playwrights such as Norm Foster, who will have premiered 3 new plays with our team. Aurelia is coming into its own, and the theater is a part of that. The Opera House isn't a dried-up memory of yesterday. It's a living, breathing hub of arts activity and excitement that just happens to be a gorgeous, historical icon. It continues to be very present in the lives of the entertainers and audiences that connect here. Here is what is planned for this summer's theater series, July 5th to 21, Norm Foster's newest play, Moving In. When Mark and Gretchen decide to move in together at 50-something, they think they've got it all figured out. But their grown-up children have other ideas. Mark's son, Brett, is a wannabe rock star who says he'll lend a hand, but never quite gets around to it. Gretchen's daughter, Rachel, is a cop who flies across the country to arrest her mom's midlife crisis. Sparks fly and jokes crackle in this new and hilarious show by Canada's comedy genius. Aurelia Opera House blurb: this show stars Dan Lett, Shaw Festival, The Shape of Water, Made in Canada, X-Men, Apocalypse, The Kennedys, returning Opera House favorite Viviana Zarrillo, Shaw Festival, The Next Step, The Wonderful Molly Kidder, Murdoch Mysteries, The Listener, Copper, and Jake Goldsby, best known for 8 seasons on Degrassi. The Next Generation, July 26 to August 11, the show featured as Bed and Breakfast by Mark Crawford. Brett and Drew want to move out of their tiny downtown condo and into a house, but they just lost their 7th bidding war in Toronto. When Brett's beloved Aunt Maggie dies, he unexpectedly inherits the historic family home in a quiet, little tourist town. Unhappy with their careers and frustrated by life in the fast-paced city, the couple decides to make the move and start up a B&B. But when the guys face friction in their new community, they discover the simple life is more complicated than they thought. Aurelia Opera House blurb: this play stars Thomas Alderson, Stratford Festival, Shaw Festival, Mervish Productions, Neptune Theatre, and Matt Pilipiuk, Soulpepper, Theatre Aquarius, Manitoba Theatre for Young People, Bad Hats Theatre, and is directed by the acclaimed director Fiona Sauter. The series finishes from August 16 to September 1 with another popular Norm Foster hit, Halfway There. V, Rita, Mary Ellen and Janine are 4 friends who know everything about everyone in their tiny town. Well, almost everything. They didn't see Sean coming. He's a handsome doctor who just moved in for a temporary job at the clinic. And things are about to get interesting in the lives of 4 old friends. Aurelia Opera House blurb: this classic features Allison McKay and Debbie Collins, from last year's hit productions, Come Down from Up River and Doris and Ivy, among others, Melody Finley, Lighthouse Festival, Drayton Festival, Theater Aquarius, and Reed Janice, Second City, Port Stanley Theater Festival. You can get tickets for this fun summer of theater here. Cloud Galleries Meet the Artist event with artist Carrie Walford is this Saturday, June 24th. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 23 Mississauga Street West. Inside Creative Nomad Studios. Come meet the artist, see 6 new paintings, and enjoy warm beverages and butter tarts in this beautiful space. The Aurelia Museum of Art and History Board has tasked its executive director with finding a way to honor Gordon Lightfoot Moore, here in Orillia, in conjunction with other interested local parties. If you have an idea or a partnership the museum should explore, contact Ninette Ghiorodi at executive director@oreliamuseum.org. This Thursday, check out Men in Black at the Orillia Opera House, or Brass Transit there this Saturday. Tickets through oreliaoperahouse.ca. Other live music this week includes Forever Elvis, an Elvis tribute, at the Orillia Public Library, Kalina Rakel and Dan Gurman at Couchiching Craft Brewing Co. Friday night, and Valerie Burns and Dave Chun Saturday night at Couchiching Craft Brewing Company. This Saturday is the Sweet Summer Dessert Festival in downtown Orillia, on Mississauga Street between West and Peter Streets. Come enjoy live music, vendors, and lots of sweet treats all day. Don't forget, the special Gordon Lightfoot celebration at the Mariposa Folk Festival on the main stage July 7th from 5:10 to 6:30 p.m., with musicians Matthew Barber, Lori Cullen, Dalla, The Good Brothers, Meredith Moon, Kevin Fox, Jory Nash, and an all-star house band featuring Burke Carroll, Jason Fowler, Ann Lindsay, David Matheson and David Woodhead, with MC David Newland. Coming up, Canada Day events and See You on the Patio return July 1st, a new event by The Big Event on July 29th, and more musical events by the Orillia Youth Centre. Details next week. Have a great week, and if you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.